Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hi, and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show. I'm Atik Amadbhati, a fourth-generation homeopath with over 20 years of professional experience in this field of healing. In the Homeopathy Health Show, I'll be talking all things homeopathy and natural, with guest interviews, tips and advice, and answering some of your questions. Homeopathy is truly a unique complementary system of healing suitable for all ages, young and old. I'd love to hear from you and welcome your questions on homeopathy and how it can or has helped you. Feel free to email me at health@liketreatslike.co.uk or visit www.liketreatslike.co.uk for more information. Whilst you're there, take a look at the Knowledge Academy and blog section where you will find interesting information. Both sections are growing day by day, so always check back. So let's begin today's show on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio, real feel-good radio. Hi everybody, I sincerely hope and pray you are well, and may it remain that way. So, how are you? How has your week been? It's been a quick week, as always. Days just go by so quick, I just don't know anymore. Too fast for me, to be honest. Friday is a very special day for me personally for a number of reasons, and it just seems like, you know, every week it's Friday seems to come by so quickly, which is obviously a good thing because it's a special day for me. So, you know, I'm getting more, the special days are becoming closer and closer. However, as far as work is concerned, as far as trying to get everything done, there's just not enough hours. But hey, it's brilliant overall. Very, very happy, very grateful. But I thought actually today I would start the show by giving you some information of how these shows are actually put together. It's always nice, isn't it, just to give some sort of information of what's involved in preparing a show. So the first thing for any show is a script. And although a script is not necessarily something I follow, but it gives you like a skeletal framework for what's expected in the show. So I sit down on the drawing board as such, and I plan out the show, and I think, okay, this is where this show will be, this is what's going to be included, and what the benefits are to you as a listener, you know, what you will find from that show. So each show, you could say, has its own objective. And from there, I have a number of conversations which are recorded during that given week, and they are in a pool, and then they are edited. And once they're actually edited, they're put together, and for your obviously listening pleasure. And well, there you go. And then the show is put together, and then it's there's a few other technical things to be done, and it's promoted on social media, which I'm sure you're all aware of, on TikTok, on Instagram, Facebook, on Twitter. So it's all done in such a way that before each show, there is some social media promotion. During the show itself, there's quite a lot of social media exposure from UK Health Radio, which is just great. And thank you so much to them for that, of course. And then I add my own bits here and there, of course, to make the show complete. So, well, yeah, that's sort of some information on how the show is put together. I'm humbled that so many messages of appreciation are coming into me on a even daily basis. And it's just been so great and wonderful to be able to have conversations with so many homeopaths, herbalists, naturopaths, you know, anyone from the world of natural healing. Of course, homeopaths being my favorite, because this is the Homeopathy Health Show, of course. But nevertheless, it's always an idea to make the show a nice mix for everybody. And also choosing the poems for the Time for Reflection segment, that does actually take a lot of thought. I always try and choose the most pertinent subject matter or poems of the time as such, which are taken from Sauti, which is a book of poems published by the United Nations. And hopefully they also help you, and they give you this sense of peace and tranquility. Poetry is just so beautiful, and it really does take somebody away. And it can be comforting, and certainly it can also be very, very healing. So I do hope you enjoy that segment of the show as well. Now, today I'm going to be speaking with Pat and Neil O'Keefe from the Homeopathic Book Company, and they're based in the UK, and they sell, well, believe it or not, they sell homeopathic books. And they're also providing some support to a few colleges as far as providing homeopathic sets or sets of books to the students. So I'll be talking to Pat and Neil just a little later in today's show. And that's also an opportunity to find out about some best sellers and new releases on the horizon as far as homeopathy goes. Now, I've had the good fortune to be writing for the monthly Health Triangle magazine. This is the official e-mag of UK Health Radio. And to find out more, you can visit ukhealthradio.com and just click on Health Triangle magazine, where you'll have options, of course, to subscribe. But I actually wanted to share one of the articles that I have written, which is on food poisoning. I think it will be it's a very pertinent subject indeed, and it's also non-time sensitive as such, because we can all have bouts of food poisoning at any time in our lives. And I think it would only be prudent to share the most applicable remedies, so that, God forbid, if you find yourself in such a predicament of suffering from food poisoning and the associated symptoms, you've got some remedies, first aid homeopathic remedies at hand to bring, you know, very quick and effective and lasting relief. Food poisoning is something many of us will have suffered from at one point or another, due to eating foods that are, you know, essentially not cooked to an edible standard, such as chicken, red meat or fish. Also, those foods perhaps that do not sit well in the stomach, or food poisoning from partaking of food that is perhaps contaminated. Fortunately, homeopathy provides effective treatment that not only reduces the severity of the symptoms, but works to cleanse the effects of contaminated meat or other such food items. Now, common symptoms or side effects of food poisoning can include horrible cramping pains in the stomach or abdomen, diarrhea, associated fever, and bouts of nausea and even vomiting, putting, of course, a great strain on the body itself. There are three specific remedies to help with bouts of food poisoning. Now, the chief remedy is one of my favorite remedies, which I mentioned in a previous episode. It is actually the remedy Arsenicum album. Now, Arsenicum album, also referred to as arsenic or arsenic album, or just Arsenicum on its own, is a chief remedy and provides relief from food poisoning. And it works incredibly well, actually, at removing associated symptoms of diarrhea, cramping, vomiting, fever, and any restlessness. Arsenicum is a must-have first aid remedy to have in any home. A great deal of daily acute ailments actually can be successfully treated and resolved within a short space of time by using it. The principal action of this remedy is on the gastric tract, starting from the stomach through to the colon. Now, as far as potency is concerned, generally for acute conditions of food poisoning, I personally prescribe Arsenicum album in a 200c, and for episodes of or bouts of food poisoning with any associated cramping pain, God forbid diarrhea, or even, you know, the vomiting, which I mentioned earlier, I would prescribe it in 200c to be taken every 30 minutes until symptoms die down. Generally, 3, 4, 5 doses are more than sufficient. There are actually two other companion remedies that work very, very well for food poisoning. So bear in mind the chief remedy is Arsenicum. But to complement Arsenicum and its action, there are two other remedies. The first one is called Ipecac. And Ipecac is a must-go remedy for bouts of persistent nausea and associated vomiting. In fact, it's very effective for travel sickness. Ipecac is also very effective when used at the early signs of pregnancy, when it's associated, of course, with vomiting in the morning, so morning sickness. It's a very, very good remedy for that indeed, actually. And that's something that you would, of course, discuss with your homeopath, who can, of course, guide you best. Moving back to food poisoning and Ipecac, it is also very effective as a remedy for any spasmodic disorders, thus making it a perfect companion here to Arsenicum for food poisoning. Now, the second remedy is actually Carbo-Veg. Carbo-Veg forms one of the digestion triad remedies. The triad meaning there are actually three remedies which are often used for any digestive disturbance. And these are, they actually refer to it, or should I say I refer to it, as CCL. So Carbo-Veg, China, and Lycopodium. So these three remedies are very powerful remedies as far as any type of heartburn, indigestion, flatulence, hyperacidity, just general digestive disorders themselves. But as far as food poisoning is concerned, Carbo-Veg works very, very well at settling the stomach itself. As a companion remedy, Carbo-Veg works on all cases where the symptoms of food poisoning become very, very heightened indeed. Now, combining Arsenicum, Ipecac and Carbo-Veg in the treatment of food poisoning allows the remedies to work synergistically, providing relief from this acute ailment. So we have to think of the fact that within homeopathy, certain remedies can be used without the need for a consultation when it comes to acute episodes. And this is a prime example. Food poisoning is an episode that is caused purely from eating the wrong type of food or the food that doesn't sit well within the stomach. And as a result, one has certain symptoms, namely retching, diarrhea, cramping pain, vomiting, possibly a fever, and this restlessness within the body. So these three remedies can be taken together every 30 minutes until relief. And I've used them for many, many years and continue to do so, of course, and they have never failed. I do love Arsenicum, actually. It's such an amazing, amazing remedy. The possibilities are just endless. And on the natural health side of things, I wanted to share with you a personal household tonic, which anybody anywhere can make. And that is a kava beverage. So in stomach upsets, you'll find that preparing a kava beverage will help greatly soothe the digestive system. And it works all year round for any stomach complaints. And of course, this, from a natural perspective, is a very nice addition to the homeopathic remedies that you would use. And in fact, it may even be the case that you actually don't have those homeopathic remedies at hand. So kava beverage would be very ideal. So what actually goes into the beverage? Okay, so this is how to prepare it. Boil a cup of water in a pan. Put a pinch of fennel, a small mint leaf, one cardamom, and 1 centimeter piece of cinnamon bark into the boiling water. Let the mixture brew on a low heat for a few minutes until the colour of the water changes to a medium green brown. That's generally actually the colour that sort of comes out as it brews. Draw through a sieve into a cup. Add 1 teaspoon of pure honey, ideally local honey, because that's always much, much better than the adulterated honey perhaps that's available nowadays on the shelves. And stir very well and proceed to sip the water every so often. Every so often means could be every few minutes if you're really suffering, but you know, generally 1 sip every 3, 4, 5 minutes, and you'll find that greatly relieves and soothes the stomach. So that's my personal tip. It's something we've used at home for many, many years, and it accompanies homeopathy very, very well indeed.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Now, I'm delighted to welcome to today's Homeopathy Health Show Pat and Neil O'Keefe from the Homeopathic Book Company, which is based in Rutland in the United Kingdom. The Homeopathic Book Company has been supplying books to homeopaths and those interested in homeopathy and nutrition since 2001. Pat and Neil, or Neil and Pat, pleasure having you on the show, and thank you for agreeing to come on and chat about all things books.
It's a pleasure. It's our pleasure.
Thank you for inviting us.
Let's talk about yourselves first. What's your background and how did you get into sort of selling homeopathic books?
Well, my background actually was in computing, was my original career. I took a break from that and had an interest in homeopathy because I visited Peter Chappell as a homeopath. He was my local homeopath in London. He gave me, I didn't know anything about homeopathy when I went to visit him, but he gave me one tablet and it was transformational. And I was converted to homeopathy straight away, really. And so when I took a break from my career, I started studying homeopathy. But this was in the days before the internet. And I was running the library at the college I was at and got involved in that side. And more and more students were asking me to buy books for them whilst I was buying books for the library at the college. And so that was the start of the homeopathic book company, really. And then when the internet was growing and my background in computing prompted me to have a website and start selling homeopathic books.
You said you were studying homeopathy, so are you a homeopath or otherwise?
Well, no, I don't practice homeopathy anymore. Something had to give as the book business grew. And I relocated from the south of England to kind of the Midlands and didn't really develop a practice once I'd moved because it was in the early 2000s, really. Well, 2001 when we started and the internet was growing and the business grew with it.
But you did qualify.
Oh, I did qualify as a homeopath, yes.
Oh, good, nice, wonderful. What about you, Neil? What's your background?
Very different from Pat's, I would say, I think. Very different indeed. Up until 2020, I had a career in the automotive industry. I retired at that point from my career job. And although I did some preparation for my retirement, I did find myself a little bit at a loose end. And the logical thing to do was to support Pat in a business that started in 2001. So I started off really looking at how I could make life a little bit easier for Pat. But then very quickly, we concluded that there was an opportunity for us to support the global homeopathic community in a much more effective way. So I started to take on the role of website optimization, online and offline marketing, customer reviews, and starting to refine the proposition that we wanted to present to our global audience.
And how are you finding it? Because it is a big change, isn't it? But it must be wonderful to work as husband and wife, no? Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it is. We have our moments. That's inevitable when husbands and wives work together. But generally, you know, we're pretty good at resolving any issues that might be created.
Well, I think we've carved out our own roles, really. You play to your strengths and I play to mine, really. I'm very much all about managing the stock and making sure, you know, the customer is serviced well, that everything goes out on time, that all the communications with the customer are smooth and everybody has an understanding of their order and their manage expectations about delivery, chase deliveries, that sort of thing.
Now, moving to the question at hand, do you have any favourite books as far as homeopathy is concerned?
I suppose if I was going to turn to a Materia Medica, I would go to Prisma. Franz Vermeulen's Materia Medica is the one I tend to go to. Quite often I would just need a first aid book just to look up something quickly. And yes, there is a book, I don't know if you've come across it, called Reach for a Remedy. So I tend to turn to that book if I just want a first aid remedy quickly. But again, there's many good first aid books.
It is quite interesting that some of our local homeopaths have been quite interested in helping their families understand a little bit more widely how to use homeopathy without sort of ringing up their family homeopath all the time. And Reach for a Remedy has been one of those books that has been really quite popular amongst them as gifts, really, because it's a book that's very easy to use. And from what I can understand from the feedback that we've had, gives very good results.
That's good to hear. And also, I think it's very important, the point that you made about being able to safely, of course, self-prescribe for maybe minor and acute ailments. Of course, as everybody knows, for anything a bit more serious or something that prolongs, one should seek professional medical advice. New books and bestsellers. Let's talk about bestsellers first, actually. What books do you find, if any, are sort of more popular than others, just for everybody's knowledge?
Robin Murphy's books, and do find that his repertory in Materia Medica do outsell most of the other books. Fos Vermeulen's Prisoner is also in the Materia Medica. But when I looked at the sales earlier, the other books that interestingly sell very highly is Homeopathy for Plants, Morta, M-A-U-T-E.
Christiane Morta.
Yeah. That a lot of people are obviously looking at using homeopathy in their gardens. And there's also the one by Caviraje, Homeopathy for Farm and Garden. They both sell very well.
That's actually a very upcoming and emerging field within homeopathy, because I know that Camilla Scher from Dynamis, who is now in Tanzania working for, she's the co-founder of Homeopathy for Health in Africa, which is doing an amazing job. But she's also helping transform farmland or areas into organic areas through homeopathy, which is fascinating. It's a really interesting area to be looking at.
Yes, I've seen her work on that. She's doing quite a few online seminars educating people in use of agri-homeopathy. So that's a very growing area. And then beyond that, other books, there's Ton Jansen, and his work is very, very popular. But I know he also does a lot of online seminars, and his work's very, very interesting. And yeah, Shulton's always very popular.
So what's coming up as far as books are concerned? Are there any new titles on the horizon?
There is one quite hotly anticipated book, I think. Again, it's Frans Vermeulen. He's very prolific with his books. But towards the end of this year, he's at the Saltire Publishers. They're looking to produce a Materia Medica and repertory from Frans Vermeulen, which will be interesting because he's mostly done Materia Medica up until now, but he's actually incorporating a repertory with that book. So that will be interesting. And then Frans Vermeulen has another book coming out, Arthropods, Spiders, in the summer.
People may think that, you know, homeopathy is a very it's a small world, but certainly it's not. And I'm finding that the eminent homeopaths from around the world, this, like we've just discussed, some of the authors have done so much research and so much research away from perhaps a homeopathy as it is understood today. There are so many uses for homeopathy in different scenarios. It's amazing. And this upcoming research, of course, is going to change the way that people, you know, perceive or view homeopathy.
Yes, it's that's a very good point that you make, I think, Atik, because certainly, in my role of looking at website optimization, obviously, for our business, part of what we have been trying to do is to become, in some way at least, a bit of a knowledge bank for people who are interested in homeopathy all over the world. And as a consequence, when we publish a book on the website, where possible, we'll also publish an extract and a review if there is one. We would encourage people to come onto the website, not necessarily to buy a book, but if they want to understand more about what is out there and who's doing what, they could very usefully find out that kind of information on our website.
Now, something that caught my eye, actually, is that you also supply course books or course material for three schools. the School of Health Homeopathy course, the Irish School, and the Southern College of Homeopathy. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
If I take the School of Homeopathy, for example, well, it's the School of Health because we also do the nutrition, supply the nutrition books for their nutrition courses and naturopathy.
Yeah.
So it's not just the School of Homeopathy. That comes under the umbrella of the School of Health. The college itself used to supply the books for the students, but of course that's another business in itself, just acquiring, supplying the books. And Manny Norland, who now runs the college, approached me and asked me if I would be prepared to take that on. I welcomed the opportunity, so that grew out of a relationship with Manny, really. The Southern College, that's just new this year. They asked me just to put the book list on the website, and the students are able, therefore, to see the books and the prices and purchase accordingly.
Even though sometimes you may feel that you're just selling books, but just think about it in terms of this, that somebody may purchase a book on homeopathy or even perhaps, you know, on nutrition, but they study that book and they may buy another one or two, or they may look at other material. But as a result, they decide that, you know what, this is the profession I want to be in. And as a result of that, they qualify after whatever amount of years, and that then results in them helping and serving mm-hmm. humanity through this field. So mm-hmm. the difference that you make right at the start is immense. The potential is there, isn't it? When you look at it from a, you know, when you step back and you look at the broader picture, the start and middle and the finish.
Yes, it's quite a journey, isn't it?
Brilliant. It's been so nice having you on the show and just having this chat. You know, it's really, really delightful. And I certainly hope later this year that you'll come back and talk about some of the new titles. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much. Stay safe. Bye. And hopefully we'll talk to you very, very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Pat and Neil O'Keefe from the Homeopathic Book Company. It's such a wonderful couple, and we're very good friends as a result of this conversation. So, you know, something very nice has come out of this. And actually, I find that everyone I've spoken to, the circle of friends is growing day by day. And it's just so nice to meet people who have so much knowledge in homeopathy. And I love the stories and the background in, as far as people are concerned, the stories of their journey to homeopathy. I think it's just wonderful, and it's just nice to get a flavour of what sort of people have gone through, and perhaps the sacrifices even that they've made to become homeopaths, to become teachers in homeopathy, to become booksellers in homeopathy. It's just great, isn't it? It's the best thing. Now, spring is a truly delightful season, isn't it? I love spring. I absolutely love it. March, for me, is one of the best months. April, perhaps not so much personally, because I've always noticed it just seems to rain a lot, doesn't it? But May is also really, really nice. But what I do love in springtime is actually going out in the garden, planting my petunias, daffodils flower, of course, and also, you know, just some other different flower types, and just watching them grow and then watching them blossom. And it's just beautiful. So, of course, spring is a season we all openly welcome, isn't it? It's, of course, we have to note that the days, of course, become longer, and gives us more time in the garden itself, like I've said. And also, spring is a time where people start to smile a bit more, maybe, because the sun is shining. It's just nice. Overall, it's a lovely, lovely feeling. Now, the thing is that spring, for some, actually, is a very miserable time, very sadly, of course, because of allergies, specifically external allergies or inhalant allergies. So, allergic rhinitis, you know, hay fever, a runny nose, itchy eyes, hives, urticaria as such, asthma, and bouts of sneezing. So for the many tears that flow when the season of spring is supposedly full of happiness is not good. But there is some good news, of course, in that homeopathy has very effective treatment for springtime allergies, or actually inhalant allergies that may be prevalent throughout the year. Now, an allergy is a term which is used to describe a response within our own body to a substance which is not necessarily harmful in itself, but results in our immune systems, our natural defense mechanism, to have a reaction. And this then causes the symptoms of disease. So in someone who perhaps is predisposed to an allergy, it can be a very great inconvenience indeed. An allergy aggravates the sense of smell because of the blocked nose, sight because of watery eyes or itchy eyes, or the taste buds themselves, and also touch causing irritation, and occurs when the body's immune system overreacts. So we know that some people have allergies to food items, including peanuts, gluten or wheat, and of course, partaking of that food can, in some instances, sadly, be very life-threatening indeed. But the most common allergens as far as inhalant allergens during spring and summertime, and even late autumn time are concerned, are the pollen actually from trees and grasses, molds. Pet hairs can aggravate one during the summer months, and insect bites from wasps and bees. And of course, the other things that can affect you, including just the atmosphere itself, because when you have a very, very hot day, things naturally are a bit drier, of course, or should I say very dry. And then that doesn't help if you're in a built-up area because of exhaust fumes from diesel or petrol engines, and smog itself. So it doesn't help at all, does it? Now, there are a number of homeopathic remedies to help treat inhalant allergies, but I wanted to concentrate just on three today. But do remember that for food and inhalant allergies, it is my recommendation that you speak to a registered professional homeopath who may assess your condition best and prescribe the required remedies. But in case of emergencies and as part of your first aid kit as such, there are three very timely and chief remedies that you should always have in your homeopathic first aid kit at home. The first remedy is Apis mellifica, and this is actually the honeybee, and the symptoms of Apis mellifica are characterized by swelling and puffing of the skin. The skin begins to sting and is sore to the touch. There is a general feeling of heat coming from the affected part, and as such, this is in turn produces an intolerance of heat or hot applications. Apis itself may be used with excellent success in any skin eruption related to an insect bite. So if you've been stung by a bee, then Apis is the first remedy to reach for, and it works really well against general allergic responses as a result of this. Sometimes you could be tinkering in the garden, or you've gone out for a walk on a nature trail, which again is something really, really nice, isn't it, in the summer months. But you could touch the wrong type of flower or leaf, and that can cause hives, urticaria as well, you know, with the puffing associated there. And Apis mellifica in a 200C potency is very, very effective at helping reduce any, you know, heat, inflammation and the side effects or bad effects of contact with certain toxic flowers or leaf plants. Now, as I mentioned 200C, didn't I? But Apis itself can be used in a range of homeopathic potencies, and it really does depend on the severity of the condition. It can prove to be quick in its effects, and it does actually reduce the need for any further distress, bringing the symptoms under control. 30C is also used. 200 is my personal favourite for acute emergencies or incidences which require the use of Apis itself. but it can also go up to 1M and beyond. Now, the second remedy is the remedy Urtica urens, which is the stinging nettle. Urtica urens is a well-known and famous homeopathic remedy and is derived from the stinging nettle. Now, the symptoms for urtica include reddish blotches that burn and itch intensely, like a nettle sting, after insect bites. It also is a very useful remedy for hives that sting and itch. Scratching makes one's symptoms worse, and even applying cold applications may actually prove to aggravate the condition. Sometimes it is not an allergy, but one may become overheated and come out in a minor skin eruption. And here, one must think of urtica urens as the remedy. Always remember that wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if it's hot outside or it's hot inside, always stay hydrated. Water is the best therapeutic method of keeping the body hydrated and cool, especially during summer months. Now, the third remedy is the remedy euphrasia, and this has a specific affinity for the eyes. So euphrasia is excellent for hay fever and in general eye conditions. It's used as an eye remedy, and its indications including watery eyes, perhaps even profusely, and the whites of the eyes become red and congested, with the blood vessels visible. The eyelids can also swell, and one may develop photophobia. Photophobia is basically a hypersensitivity to light or any type of light, especially sunlight or the light outside, because sometimes it can be very bright, isn't it, outside. Tears may also cause irritation and may burn or sting. So always remember euphrasia as the chief eye remedy, urtica urens as the remedy for any type of hives or urticaria on the skin, so blotches, red blotches, and Apis mellifica for bites and stings, and it works very well with urtica urens. So Apis, urtica, and euphrasia. These are the three remedies that are predominantly used. Of course, there are many, many more, but I'm talking purely acute condition where something has happened and you need something quick, you know, to bring the symptoms under control.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And now it's time for reflection with poems of healing. This one is called Let the Birds Fly. Beautiful tunes inherited, not taught. Art of living difficult, not incredible. Dating, mating occurred as life flows. Starry nights, countless recollections. Bedside breakfasts, candlelight dinners. Fairy tale marriage, two families joined. Fabulous nest eggs were laid. Ample food to fill up Mama's heart. One by one, eggs were broken. Murmurs, whispers leading to shouts. Action-packed movies repeat telecast. Cohesion gone, dual detached paths. Sun shone bright, mom grasps chicks. Working, nourishing, womaning home. Counting nights, anonymous emotions. Frequent floods, countless lonely dusks. Grown-up chicks sang new tunes. Mama desired to embrace them all, but let the birds fly, it's a new life. This poem was written by Kumari S. Vikramasinghe, published in Sauti, Poems of Healing by the United Nations. And that was this week's time for reflection. So I do hope you enjoyed that moment to have some peace and calm. So there's time for some of your questions now. So thank you for sending in your questions. It's always a delight to always receive so many questions. And of course, I do try to answer them or answer as many as I can in the Homeopathy Health Show. But also, it's very nice that some of you do contact me via email, and that's always nice as well. And of course, I do reply with some great detail, perhaps, on homeopathy and the remedies that you're asking about or the condition that you need help with. You can contact me at health@liketreatslike.co.uk or just search for me as Like Treats Like on all the social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and you'll find my contact details there. Now, one question that I'd like to answer on today's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show is to do with varicose veins. And someone has written that I suffer from varicose veins. Is there any treatment in homeopathy, or can homeopathy help me? So the answer is, of course, yes, homeopathy is very, very effective in the treatment of varicose veins, varicosis, and there are some very, very good remedies for that. However, this is not something that I would advise you treat yourself. For this, you would go to a professional registered homeopathic practitioner and discuss your symptoms with them, discuss the case, and then you would receive the appropriate remedy or remedies. However, just to give you an idea, there are a number of homeopathic remedies for the treatment of varicose veins and also for circulation in that part of the body. Now, the remedies include Calcarea Flor, Carbo Veg, Cardus Marianus, Collinsonia, Floric Acid, Hamamelis, Nux Vomica, and also from an organo point of view, there is a remedy called Rutin. So there are a number of remedies that work very well. I have personally treated hundreds of cases of varicose veins, and they've responded remarkably well, brilliantly, I would say, through the use of homeopathic remedies. So protruding varicose veins, which can cause itching. Sometimes the circulation is not very good in that part of the leg, just under the knee, and the skin becomes quite mottled or like skin like parchment. And homeopathy has relieved patients from varicose veins. And again, if you speak to your homeopath, there are some very effective remedies, and of course they will prescribe accordingly. So yes, thank you for that question. And now coming up next week, I'll actually be talking to 3 homeopaths, believe it or not. Yes, not one, not two, but 3. And these are homeopaths, 2 of whom have newly qualified and 1 who has been in the field for just a few years. It's going to be a wonderful conversation. The course of homeopathy itself, the material, what they undertook, how they studied, is all fresh in their minds. So I thought it would be wonderful to have Ailsa, Melissa and Rosie on the show next week and, you know, have this conversation with them, really as a means to help you, if you are interested in homeopathy, and to give you an idea of what's actually involved as far as the studying side or the learning side of homeopathy, what's the practical element and what goes into the actual learning process itself and the books that are required to be read and researched and examinations and so forth. So it's going to be a really, really great show and I'm really looking forward to it. And I think you're going to really enjoy that. And having 3 homeopaths on at once, of course, is interesting and challenging, but I'm sure it's going to be delightful as always. Now, if you are interested in homeopathy, the first place to start as far as using homeopathic remedies is to have a homeopathic first aid kit at home. And I think it's a must have that everyone should have some homeopathic remedies at home, predominantly for acute, of course. I've spoken about this many times. For acute ailments or situations, homeopathy works wonders and, of course, saves a lot of time. Now, common remedies to have in a homeopathic first aid kit at home include arnica, apis, arsenicum, aconite, belladonna, chamomilla, China, carboveg, which I mentioned earlier in today's episode, euphrasia, ignatia, ipecac, calyphos, lycopodium, magphos, nux vomica, pulsatilla, rustox, and urticaria. Now, this is not an exhaustive list, but certainly it's a good place to start, and you can, of course, add to them as time goes by. But these are generally very, very good remedies to have on the shelf. Now, of course, just to give you a very brief indication, time does not permit to go into much detail as such, but just to give you an idea of why these remedies are mentioned or why I've sort of selected these ones. Arnica, a very effective remedy for bruises, bumps, for trauma, for shock, for injury. Apis mellifica, as I've mentioned earlier in the show today, very effective for swellings, edema, insect bites. Arsenicum is a polycrest, which means it works wonderfully well for a myriad of reasons. Must have on the shelf. Aconite, again, is very good for colds, for flu, for shock, for anxiety. Belladonna is an excellent remedy for any type of fever, redness, infection. Chamomilla is very suitable for infants and babies and children. Helps with teething. Is very very good remedy for colic in infants and also a very soothing remedy indeed. China and carboveg, excellent remedies for digestive disturbances. Euphrasia is the chief eye remedy, so very, very effective. Ignatia is a wonderful remedy for an emotional imbalance or trauma or shock or anxiety, another must-have. Ipecac, very, very effective remedy for nausea, including travel sickness as well. Calyphos is a great nerve remedy, helps to calm the nerves, helps to strengthen the nervous system. Lycopodium, the three combination triad of CCL, lycopodium comes in here, and again, very, very good for digestive disturbances. Magphos is very good for colic and for cramping pain in the stomach. Also very good during having a menstrual cycle. It can work relatively well, actually, at controlling, you know, the pain that one may get as a result of menstrual flow. Nux vomica is an all-around wonderful remedy indeed, very good for a host myriad of ailments. Pulsatilla is a very beautiful, gentle remedy, and very good for PMS, very good for menstrual cycles, also a very strong emotional remedy as well, and works wonders here. Rustox is very good for muscles, joints, where you feel, you know, pain in the muscles and a tearing sensation even. It's also an effective remedy for if, God forbid, one has a frozen shoulder. And finally, urtica, which I mentioned earlier in today's episode, which is very good for nettle rash, stinging nettles, and any kind of swelling or blotches on the skin, like hives. So I hope that helps. I know time doesn't permit me to go into so much detail, but if you want me to give you more information as far as what each remedy is specifically applicable to, as far as treatment, do get in touch. Email me at health@liketreatslike.co.uk and I'll send you a list which has these remedies on there against the acute ailments that they can be very useful in treating. I do hope you've enjoyed the Homeopathy Health Show here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. Tune in next time for more things homeopathy, interviews, and segments on the healing possibilities that homeopathy can bring you. And don't forget to visit UK Health Radio online at www.ukhealthradio.com to see the many other amazing shows available to listen live and on demand. Or why not download the app from the iOS and Android stores? Until next time, stay safe and take care.